Let's take a look at another question. Where do our deceased relatives and friends exist now? Elsewhere, I've provided a brief outline in answer to the question regarding what karma is. That section of this CD will help you to understand practically where those who die actually are, where they exist. When someone we love dies, they return to a place from which we all came, another place which is a part of a wheel of energy, and where we continue to live, but without the restriction of a physical body. Before our birth, we chose to take on a physical earthly life, rather like someone who will choose to take on the challenge of climbing a mountain or sailing single-handed across the Atlantic Ocean, for the experience, to test ourselves, to learn from the reality of the experience, rather than imagining what it would be like from that other side to be a human being. In that experience, we are surprised at our strength, our ability to love, our ability to communicate. The list goes on. All of the experiences that you can count on in your life. We all reach a point in our earthly life where we have experienced what we chose to experience. To make the achievements, to experience the disappointments and the resulting successes, to have loved and to have overcome the loss of that physical love. The many important and sometimes personally demanding experiences of life which enriches the subtle energy expression of our soul. The soul knows the life it has chosen to live, but you are not consciously aware, except at certain times in your life, how that life is going to be experienced. The soul doesn't know all of the experiences because of the rich tapestry woven by life and the people we will encounter during our earthly life. When we have had all the experiences we needed, been connected with our subtle energy to take as much from those experiences as possible, we are ready to move out of this life to the next, and for many who believe in reincarnation, to return to this physical world time and time again, to benefit from more and more experiences. When someone close to us physically dies, they have not left us completely. Our connection with them continues on a different level, and explained on the CD, there are many ways in which we reconnect with them during the remainder of our physical life here on Earth. If only we consciously enable ourselves to be open enough to recognize and respond to such a connection. Regardless of whether we are aware of them or not, there are times when they are aware of us in the afterlife. There are times when they have their own progression at a subtle energy level to focus on, and there is work, if you like, for them to do, as well as experiences to go through themselves in this new plane. As they no longer possess the physical restrictions which we choose to take on when we create the mantle of a physical body, their non-physical life is very different from our own. With no emotion, other than love, the experience of energy is quite different to the general conditions here on Earth. Although there are times when heaven does manifest itself here in our lives, primarily when we fall in love with another person, when we hear and are totally absorbed in a piece of music which lifts our hearts, connects us with our passion, and enables us to experience a time of perfect love. It is at these times that you have experienced what those who have died experience all of the time, before they consciously choose to incarnate into this world again, through taking on the mantle of another physical body.